Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, thank you. Having a rocky start getting our program off the air this morning, in that we did not have a log in the control room. And can you imagine not having a log in a radio station control room? Don't know where that happened. But I'm back to normal. I guess I am. And we would like to have a chance to help you with the plants at your place. Let me make sure I don't mess my own log up as we're trying to get copies in Lee's hands here. Let me give an instruction here of what can do. Take a photo of each of these. Do that, if you would. Thank you. All right, I think we can do this now. Let's go to Steve Huddleston, Senior Horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can we help this morning? What do we need to tell the people?
Well, there are a number of things to see at the garden this week. For example, it's the second great week for bloom on our Chinese snowballs. This is Viburnum macrocephalum. These are just gorgeous. Nothing more spectacular in the spring than a Chinese snowball. We also have columbine blooming. This is really the month for it to bloom. And, of course, the variety that we feature is Texas Gold. This is a Texas superstar plant. It is a shade-loving perennial that gets about 18 to 24 inches tall, has blue-green foliage, and produces yellow flowers with long spurs on them. It blooms once a year, and this is the month.
I just love that plant in the shade. We don't have a lot of shade-tolerant perennials, and that is one of the best. And, Steve, I don't know, I may have told you once on air or in private or somewhere, I have seen that in its native habitat at the foot of Cattail Falls in Big Bend National Park, a little one-acre area where there is water in Big Bend Park, and there it is, and maidenhair ferns and cattails all growing there It rains 4 inches a year. 100 feet away you have agaves and lechuguilla and sotal and, you know, all that. And then here you have maidenhair ferns. I have a photo of an agave and a maidenhair fern where Hinckley's columbine, or Texas Gold as it is known. It's a cool plant. Right from Texas. All right. And I obviously love the viburnum, so thank you for that. Now tell us about Caria japonica. What is that? A lot of people don't know that plant.
Well, it's also known as Japanese rose. It is from China and Japan. It is blooming now. It is a deciduous shrub. It grows about 8 feet tall. Its leaves are bright green and doubly toothed on the margins and about 2 inches long. The flowers are double, and about 1.5 inch across and yellowish orange. So it does look like a little rose. This is a shrub that does well in partial shade or with full morning sun and protection from the late afternoon sun. It has kind of a light, open, loose form. But the showy flowers are very colorful and certainly catch your attention.
All right. So lots of things to see, and we're going to talk about a major event. And actually, this week, I'm going to let you do it ahead of time. What a novel idea.
Well, April 26 and 27 is our next event. That is our spring festival in the Japanese Garden. I'll have more to say about that later, but people might want to put that on their calendar.
Save the date. And does it matter which day? Are they pretty much the same events all the way through
weekend? Both days, yes.
Okay, good deal. That's 26th, 27th, the last weekend of April at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and the address of which is about to be aired right here, right now, in directions.
Well, we are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Oh, I bet it is greening up, going to be lush. I bet it's going to be really pretty out there. A little bit of rain helps a lot. 24-hour information number?
That is 817-392-5510.
All right. The website's the only thing we don't have.
That is fwbg.org.
All right. The Fort Worth Botanic Garden, folks, is the most historic botanic garden in the state of Texas, 110, 111.
110
acres. I'm kind of fine-tuning it into where I have it on the money now, so that's good. All right.
Because
I started at 70 or 80 years ago. And Steve Huddleston is the senior horticulturist who puts up with this. Steve, I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Go by the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. You'll love the visit. Sunburst Shutters sponsored that. And go buy, B-U-Y, their product, and you will love that. We have Sunburst Shutters at our home and also at our magazine office. I can just now add that second sentence in because they were installed 10 days ago at Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. These are fabulous. Sunburst shutters look like wood shutters. They're plantation style, 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louvers. They look like wood shutters, but they don't crack or warp or split or peel. We've had ours for 5 years, and I have had so many people tell me, hey, thank you for that referral. These things are fabulous. And I put a photo of Vince, who installed them, one of the two men who installed them at our office 10 days ago, and I had a whole bunch of posts back on that one. Put it up on Facebook, and a lot of people, 5 or 6 people, posted, we have these two. We've had them forever. Love them. Had them in 2 houses, just on and on. Sunburst shutters. You need to see them to believe them. You need to touch them to love them, and you will. More energy efficient than any other type of shutter, white or off-white. They're color fast. You don't have to paint them ever. They're easy to clean, and they're custom fit to every opening. You'll hardly see any light through them. Let them come out and show them to you. Sunburst shutters made of polywood. They're also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. The Dallas-Fort Worth area number is 214-343-2601. Call that from anywhere, though. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right. Thank you very, very much. And Lee, until I know that you have a log in front of you, you okay with that? All right. He's good. He says he's good. So my guardian angel has performed a service, and I thank her for that. All right, then we are ready to get the program underway with Don in Haltom City. Don, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I have a question about frost protection for tomato plants.
Yes, sir.
My plants are already really pretty tall with tomatoes on them, and I've got cages around them, and it's not going to be very easy to get frost cloth on them.
But Oh, it is. You need to look at the post I put up on Facebook about 4 days ago. I mentioned to Randy, I think that thing has had 50 or 60,000 page views. This was Dr. Jerry Parsons' research out of San Antonio many years ago, and he found that if you will wrap the tomato cages in frost cloth, you can cut it to fit. And this is the white Rime fabric, okay? You wrap them, and then you bring it up over the top. It's kind of like gift wrapping a tube or something. It's hard to seal off the end, but it's easy to do the sides. You use clothespins to hold it in place, and you leave it there. You leave it there until the plants are in full flower and even beyond. They need to be vibrated to shake the pollen loose, and so if you stop too much of the wind, then that won't happen. So you want to open them up when they're big and robust and in full bloom. But otherwise, you leave that frost cloth on there for weeks and weeks. The plants that are inside the cages that I put in my photograph, I took that photograph 2 weeks ago today, and the plants were 15 to 18 inches tall and still covered and will be covered. They're covered right now. Jerry opens the top to ventilate it, covers it. It gives about 6 degrees extra warmth at when it's 55 outside, it's 61 in there, or whatever, plus or minus. So it's a real bonus. And plus, you don't get aphids. You don't get a lot of the other early season pests. So, yeah, you put the frost cloth on.
Well, but the question I had was, I have a way that I hang shade cloth about 3 to 3.5 feet above it when there's a hail or something coming along to try to protect them. And I just wondered if that would do anything to protect against frost, or if it, is it too high up?
No, it's not about the height. It's about the porosity. Shade cloth has a lot of porosity.
It's a 90% shade blocking is what it is.
Is that for mushrooms?
No, I just bought it to put over the tomato plants in my garden when there's hail coming along to try to protect them. I put a scaffold system up above it just to hang it.
I would rather see you put a sheet over the top of that.
Oh, I see.
I mean, we're going to have hail possibility this afternoon, so do you have it in place right now?
No, but I can put it up really easily this afternoon, and that's what I was wondering, if that would provide any frost protection.
I don't think so, and I do agree with you. I think it's too far away. Now, does it return down to the ground?
No.
See, that's the thing with these cages, and that's what you need to do if you're covering azaleas that are in bloom or anything else that's in bloom. You have to return it to the ground, because what happens with frost cloth is it retains the warmth coming up, re-radiation of the soil. That's critical, and that's where it gets you. Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate
all right, Don. Good luck with it. Good luck to us all on this one. Yeah. All right, Don in Haltom City. I keep a record of all my calls, and I hadn't written him down. All right. I think we have our program running now. It just took a little while. Let me tell you right now where we stand with my book. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is printed. It is coming out of the bindery. Some of them came out on Friday. The rest will come out Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And there are thousands of these books. That's why it's taken so long at the bindery. They have to do all of one process before it moves to the next. They are going to the fulfillment center. This is in San Antonio, and they will start shipping Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The fulfillment center is getting a truckload of them tomorrow. So that's the good news. The better news, or equally good news, is if you would still like to order and haven't, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is the best book I have ever written. I've self-published it, so it is not going to be in stores. It will not be on Amazon. It will not be in stores. If you see a book in a bookstore that has my name on it, that's the 23-year-old Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It was a great book then, but it's woefully out of date. This book has probably three or four times the information, 840 photographs, 344 pages, and it is only $32.95 on sale today, and our office is open until 11 today on sale for $28.95. $28.95 plus shipping and tax. If you'd like to get a copy of a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, you can save almost half on that by buying it at the same time you buy the book. $42.95 total price there. So it makes a wonderful Mother's Day gift. If you are going to order it for Mother's Day, I'd suggest calling my office at 1-800-752-GROW. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, satisfaction guaranteed. Everything you need to know about trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, vegetables, the basics of Texas gardening, and 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray month by month. Everything I used to put in my old calendar. All of our posters have been integrated into the book. It is an amazing book, and I'm thrilled. I saw it for the first time on Tuesday, and I stood there, and I got to tell you, with a tear in my eye, your satisfaction guaranteed, but remember, it will not be in stores. The only way to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is to call my office or go to neilsperry.com today. If you want it as a Mother's Day gift, please call. Otherwise, please order online at neilsperry.com. The number to call is 800-752-GROW. Call before 11, 1-800-752-4769. Books ordered this week, today, not tomorrow, but today, will ship late this week, right behind the pre-orders. 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. They are the best. Norway Irrigation, Bill Jensen. I use superlatives a lot, and boy, it fits with Bill. I've known him for almost 44 years. He was one of the first people I met when Lynn and I moved into Dallas County, and he's been my friend all of that time. He was a nurseryman at that time, and about 32 or 3 years ago, he decided he wanted to specialize and go into irrigation, high-quality irrigation, not expensive irrigation, although it costs more than some of the really cheap models, but he uses the best of equipment with the very best of design. Norway Irrigation, they stand for quality, service, and affordability. Weathermatic is a locally made product that is known to be the best in the irrigation industry. Norway Irrigation also services other systems that they did not design or install. They, I think, they're pretty much miracle workers because they can find lost valves. They determine where there are leaks. They know what to do to fix everything for the spring and summer watering season. We all are under water curtailments. We all must be good stewards of the water we do have. You want to get the most efficient use out of every drop, and Norway Irrigation can help you do exactly that. Their phone number, 972-446-3292. This year, more than ever before, it's critical that you call the best. That's Norway Irrigation, norwayirrigation.com, 972-446-3292.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
This week at Callaway's Nursery, it's all about spring color. The greenhouses at Callaway's are overflowing with everything you need for a jaw-dropping lawn and garden this year. You know, a lot of Callaway's, most of Callaway's, is undercover, and so you can go shop to your heart's content even if there are some showers today. You've come to know Callaway's Nursery as the place to go for premium quality flowers, shrubs, roses, and trees that are hand-selected to thrive in North Texas gardens. Leave it to Callaway's to give you the best for less with extreme impatience. And that just starts with the letter X if you want to look it up. Extreme impatience, just 99 cents each. Extreme impatience are ideal for containers, beds, and hanging baskets, fast growing. They produce huge amounts of large flowers. They're easy to grow. And at 99 cents each, load up because you won't find a better bloomer. Also at Callaway's Nursery, add life and movement to your garden with plants that attract butterflies and hummingbirds. Add daylilies, butterfly bush, hibiscus, and so many more to make your backyard irresistible all summer long. Shop Callaway's Nursery this week for easy growing favorites and extreme impatience, just 99 cents. They have 17 locations. They are cheerful people. They have scores of certified and master certified nursery professionals. They just have a lot of talent and beautiful plants at Callaway's Nurseries, and they're nice people. I've known them since the day they opened store number one. Go to Callaway's.com to find the Callaway store nearest you. You know where it is. Open daily 9 to 7. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully. We are to our phone lines to Nick in Arlington. Nick, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Hey, yes. I said something dumb again. I need your help.
Okay.
I picked up the wrong fertilizer and didn't even realize it until about 5 o'clock the next morning when I woke up and realized I'd put systemic fertilizer on my vegetable garden.
Systemic fertilizer?
Yeah, rose food, basically.
With systemic insecticide and fungicide.
Right.
Well.
Do okay. I need to till up my garden and just wait till the fall, or what do I do?
Let me tell you, Nick, probably I would, and okay. I would. That's my answer. Now, I'm also going to give you another answer, but that would be my answer. If I had made that mistake, I would do that. The other thing that is unsettling to me as a professional broadcaster and as a common sense guy, when somebody calls and they have misused a product that doesn't have the label registration for the way they used it, the liability of my saying, oh, no, you don't have to worry about that, that really exposes me. If I gave the wrong information, you got sick, then I would have encouraged you to do something very bad. Yeah, Nick, it's just fine to drive that car that rattles that way at 180 miles an hour, and then a car flies apart, you know. But I'm that's why I prefaced that part of the comment with the other. The systemic insecticides that are in the rose fertilizers are very often imidacloprid, and it is not labeled at all for use on vegetables. And I just don't think the fungicide wouldn't scare me as much, but boy, the insecticide would. So I think probably just move to another part of your garden. You can still plant some of your warm season vegetables and salvage something out of it. But Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah, I didn't help, did I? I did.
Okay. You did.
Good luck. All right. You'll be okay by fall. That's the one good thing. Curtis in Gainesville, stay with me, please. And Jim in Mesquite, I really want to talk to you. I may have some help for you that'll be kind of interesting, I think. So he has a St. Augustine question. That's a couple of calls away with two different colors as it greens up. I want to tell you right now about Scotts Garden Drought Recovery. Very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Maybe a little bit of that will get abated today, but it still will leave us. It would take biblical floods to catch us back up in some parts of Texas right now, and that just isn't going to happen in one day. Our plants, our shrubs have taken a beating, and this is your time to get out there and start repairing the damage. With just three steps, your plants and garden can be on the road to recovery. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, you need to fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. It's pretty handy, but it's not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And then third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. Mulch holds moisture in the soil because it reduces the soil to air contact. You'll find all of the Miracle-Gro and Scotts products that you need for your project at your local Lowe's store and other great retailers across Texas. That's Scotts Miracle-Gro, two fine names. I hope you'll remember Scotts Miracle-Gro. Ask for them by name.
The most trusted names in weather, meteorologist Brad Martin and News Talk 820 AM WBAP.
It was back in 1983, 31 years ago, that the experts at Whiskey Stone began a business that has become the leader in their industry in North Texas. And they bring some of the most beautiful stone to us from all over the Southwest, all over America, probably out of Mexico as well. I don't know where it all comes from. I know in the wintertime, if I call over there and ask for Mike Wisnand or Derek, father and son team, second and third generation, one or the other is likely to be out buying stone somewhere. I've always thought, wow, that would be cool. Go to a quarry and buy stone for your customers. And by the way, Q in Whiz Q Stone stands for quarry, and WHIZ stands for Whiznan. So there you are, Whiz Q Stone. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays. They'll inspire you. They'll help you create and design your own personal outdoor paradise. It's coming Saturday. They're going to have a free how-to class at 10 o'clock. And it'll be right there at their location. I'll give you the directions. How to build a segmental retaining wall, Saturday, April 19. On Saturday, April 26, how to build a flagstone patio. Classes start at 10 in the Lifestyle Display Garden at Whiz Q Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. That's where they have 22 acres of beautiful stone. If you want more information, go to their website at whiz-q.com, W-H-I-Z, and then a hyphen, Q.com. Or you can call them 6 days a week. They're closed on Sundays, and that is 817-429-0822. Whiz Q Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping build the lifestyle of your dreams. Well, our dreams now are answered because our newsman is right there in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. It's Jerry Overton. Jerry?
Thank you so much, Neil. It is now 8:32. The ongoing drought showing up in the meat market of your local grocery store. We'll have the story after your first weather and traffic. And our Weather in Touch forecast, we are looking for mostly cloudy today, scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. Some of the storms this afternoon could be severe, and also a wind advisory in effect through 8 this evening as we're looking for winds out of the south up to 35 miles per hour, 80 for the high today. Tonight, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 47 for the low. Tomorrow, showers possible in the morning, windy and much colder. But we're going to see the sun by tomorrow afternoon. It's still going to be cold, though, only 56 for the high. We have light rain, 68 degrees now at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. In Fort Worth, you've got a wreck, 35W northbound at Highway 121. Also a major accident at Woodhaven Boulevard at Bridge Street. In Dallas, southbound I-35E at Reunion Boulevard, there's a disabled vehicle blocking the left shoulder, and a wreck on the Marvin D. Love Service Road northbound at Camp Wisdom Road. Beef, the highest beef prices since 1987, hitting the pocketbooks of home cooks and restaurant owners now. Dwindling number of cattle and growing export demand have tightened the supply, caused the average retail cost of fresh beef to climb to $5.28 a pound in February. That's 24 cents higher than in January. And if you have medicine for allergies, you need to be taking them now. That's the medicine from the message from Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
It is really important for people to understand that a lot of these take weeks or months to start working. You need to start them now if you haven't had your first sneeze or sniffle.
Ashton says the cold weather and the late spring have combined to make allergy season particularly devastating this year. A security officer has been killed, five others wounded today in the first reported gun battle in East Ukraine. Armed pro-Russia men have seized a number of law enforcement buildings in this area in recent days. Again, looking for a high today of 80, light rain, 68 degrees at DFW Airport. For the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. And this is kind of where our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week has settled. I have mentioned many, many times that I am an adopted stray guy, adopted during the Second World War, and proud that I was, really proud. And so I try to reach out and help dogs get adopted. And I'll tell you, there is a dog up for adoption today at the McKinney Shelter, the SPCA, who is one big batch better looking than I am. If you're going to adopt somebody, go get that body, because this is Caesar. Caesar is, he is really handsome and intelligent, incredibly, well, it says incredibly handsome youngster. One-year-old blue heeler mix. He has, let's see, he has a white face with black speckles and black ears. He's just great. One-year-old blue heeler mix will make the perfect companion for any lucky person or family. Shiny and soft black coat and black and white coat could be best described as full of big spots and little dots. His luminous amber-brown eyes glow with a love that's just as plain as the smile on his face. And he is calm, quiet, attentive. He knows how to sit and shake hands. He sounds better than some people's children. He adores playing ball. He was transferred to the SPCA from another shelter because they knew that he'd have the best chance of finding a wonderful home at the McKinney Shelter. The Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. Meet Caesar this afternoon, noon to 6. He'll be ready. He is up. He's brushed his teeth. He's not shaving for you today, but he is ready to roll. Packed his bag, I always say that. So I hope you'll go out and adopt Caesar, and I think you'll be really... And you know what? They have walking trails there. They'll be happy to let you take him out on a walk, and if you want to take your current dog and let him or her meet Caesar, that would be great. Caesar's been neutered, microchipped. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. He is really ready to sit on that seat beside you on the way home, and he'll be smiling. Oh, 8411 Stacy Road. That's just east of Custer in southwest McKinney. If you're coming from Frisco, Main Street automatically turns into Stacy Road when you cross Custer going into McKinney. So it's just east of Custer on Stacy Road. Noon to 6, just like the beautiful Dallas shelter there at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road right on the north side. That's a big shelter, and it's beautiful. Noon to 6 for both of those. You can see all the pets they have up for adoption at spca.org/findapet.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
With all the hard work you put into your lawn and garden, it makes good sense to use the best product you can buy, like the Mature Manure, Black Cow Composted Cow Manure. Black Cow is a premium soil conditioning product that's perfect for our Texas soils. Use it with new landscape plants and trees, with flower beds and vegetable gardens, or use it as a top dressing for your lawn. Potted plants, window boxes, and even hanging baskets are ideal places to use Black Cow. And Black Cow is all natural, 100% organic. You can learn how to plant a butterfly garden, grow delicious tomatoes, and a whole lot more just by visiting our website, blackcow.com. Remember, it makes sense to use the best product you can. Look for the bright yellow and black bag when you shop.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Great product. All right, let me tell you right. Oh, let me give you the number to my magazine office in case you're trying to order my book. It is 1-800-752-GROW. And we'll have staff there until 11 today. 1-800-752-4769. If you are missing playing catch with the kids or grandkids, if shoulder, wrist, or other pains are keeping you on the bench, don't worry. The Orthopedic Sports Medicine Services teams at Baylor, Plano, and Baylor McKinney are ready to help you get back in the game. Every day they help athletes and weekend warriors overcome injuries and reach their goals. Add Baylor's multidisciplinary team approach into the mix, from thorough assessment to advanced bone imaging to a full spectrum of treatment options designed to help you heal quickly. You have a wonderful treatment program. Call them first. You'll be back on the field in no time. These folks are just great. For a referral to an orthopedic surgeon on the medical staff at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, 1-800, the number 4, Baylor, or visit BaylorHealth.com. Folks, it was 9 years and 1 week ago that Baylor Plano saved our daughter's life, and very proudly since that point, we have stood up and said, these people are the best. We're a little biased, but you know what? We're biased because they came through at the ultimate time of need for us, a very rare illness, infection, and they knew what to do. And that is why my wife is proud to serve on the Baylor McKinney board. So full disclosure there, we have vested interest, daughter's life saved, and happy service on a board. Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, BaylorHealth.com. Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program. Well, we go back to our phone lines and we go to Curtis in Gainesville. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, I've got a pretty good-sized garden, and it's got a lot of weeds and some Bermuda grass trying to come up, you know, and we're going to try to till it any day, you know, when it gets dry enough. And I was wondering about spraying some of these weeds, but don't want to hurt the ground because we're going to plant, you know, in a week or so.
All right.
What do you spray it with?
All right. I will tell you what I would do in my own garden. I would use a glyphosate. G-L-Y-P-H-O-S-A-T-E, and I would use a product. I would be ultimately careful that the product I used only had glyphosate as an active ingredient. No other active ingredient. The original Roundup is a good example. This is a minimal impact. It does not impact the soil at all. It goes in through the leaves of the growing grass and kills it that way. Is the Bermuda pretty green and active now?
Well, it is, but there's not a lot of it.
And, well, my reason is that the weeds have to be active before this treatment would work on them.
Okay.
And so I don't know if you're going to get good results or not.
I think it'll work, yeah.
All right. And then you have to wait about 10 days, 10 to 15 days, for it to have enough time to do its job. You can't go back 5 or 7 days later. I think that would be too soon. But it has to be just that straight glyphosate, Curtis, because if you use any of the other products that also contain glyphosate, they have other soil-active things that hang around. You don't want to do that. That's option A. I'm a little concerned that we're already in mid-April, and you're talking about planting then late April. The number of plants that you have available to you that could be planted that late, the number of crops is shrinking really quickly now.
Yeah, it'll be too late.
It's going to get too hot too soon. I think you might be better off to scale down to a small area that doesn't have many weeds and grow the crops that you really need the most and like the most fresh, and then try to get a garden ready either for the fall garden or for next spring and do it much earlier. This should have been done in October so that you could start planting in January, February, the cool season crops.
Okay, one other question right fast.
Sure.
I've got a peach tree, and it's pretty loaded with peaches, and there's frost coming up maybe Tuesday morning. Can you go out and spray that thing like about 5:30 in the morning and do any good?
You run a tremendous risk of breaking the branches if you do that. If there's any ice that would form, then by doing that you're going to add to the weight, and that would be a horrible thing to have happen. I would very much suggest if you can get a frost cloth over it, that's fine. If you can't, then you just kind of take your chances on it.
Right.
But people want to, when you see that being done in orchards, it's in citrus orchards, not so much in fruit orchards, or if it is in fruit orchards, they're using a fog machine, not a spray, but a fog, and it's a very different amount of moisture. It's just tiny amounts of moisture.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call very much. Thank you. Good luck with it all to all of us, for that matter. Jim and Mesquite, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you so much for taking my call. I
you
really
bet.
Appreciate it. What I've got, and it's starting to bother me because I've had a fungal problem with my St. Augustine for probably the last 4 years. And I just noticed my St. Augustine starting to come out a little bit, especially around my driveway and stuff where the soil's heating up a little bit more quickly. That it's coming up green on the tips, but then yellow further down the blade. I fertilized with high nitrogen 2600 probably about 3 days ago.
Okay.
I need some other suggestions, I guess.
All right. You know what I would do is watch that for about a week and see if that evens the color up a little bit. It may, but it also may not. My guess is it probably will not. What you're describing, I'm not looking at it, so I can't give you a guaranteed analysis of the problem or diagnosis, but it surely does sound like take-all root rot. You were correct when you mentioned the possibility of a fungus. This is a disease that was first noted in our lawns. First I ever heard of it was in the late 1990s, so it's 15 or 18 years on the horizon. And some years have been much worse than others. I had it in a big area of St. Augustine that I had, and finally my St. Augustine got so shaded I took it out anyway. But I initially did not believe what I heard about just putting a layer of peat moss down on top of the lawn being a remedy for it. I just couldn't imagine that could work. However, the man, Dr. Phil Cobol with Texas A&M, he's now retired, who did that research, I had the ultimate respect for, and so I said, well, you know what, Phil's pretty good, maybe I better give that a try, and I did, and it was like I spray painted the lawn green. 2 weeks later, it just looked fabulous. And the reason I want you to wait a week or two is so you can see which helped. If you were to put peat moss out right now, you'd say, huh, well, it got better. I don't know which did it because I did them 3 days apart. And so that's it. It doesn't matter what brand of peat you use, as long as it is sphagnum peat, the type that you buy in bales. Put it on an inch thick, and everybody says, yeah, well, what's going to happen first time I mow? Well, by then you will have watered it a time or two, and it will have settled down to the soil surface. The fungus is not active in an acidic environment, and so it is just fabulous how it works.
Okay, sounds great.
And you know what? I would even carry that one step farther. Give the fertilizer a week or two, couple of weeks to show you its merits, and then do a small area, maybe 100 square feet. You'll probably, out of a 4-cubic-foot bale of peat, you'll probably get 100 square feet of coverage. You'll have to break it open with a shovel and burst it open with a garden rake and then rake it out. It takes a moment or two. I think you get about 100 square feet out of a 4-cubic-foot bale, and let that go for a week. You'll see pretty quickly, and if that looks like what you need to be putting on, then you can go for the more expensive purchase of more bales.
Okay, and should this be a recurring thing? Should I put it on every spring?
Or? Well, I don't know. We have 15 years history with this disease. I didn't get any calls on it last year. I got maybe somewhere just short of a billion calls on it the year before, same year we had all the fire blight on ornamental pears. I mean, they're just some things that crescendo and are really bad. You never see them. And then all of a sudden, oh, my goodness, where did this come from? I had it in my lawn for 2 or 3 years, but when I treated, I didn't have to treat again for a year or two beyond. It lasted a couple of years. So,
all right.
Yeah, it's worth trying. St. Augustine is, as I have always said, it's like a lot of our friends. It certainly has a lot of baggage, but we love it anyway. I hope that helps.
Thank you,
Jim.
So much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Charlene Weatherford, I will try my best to help you. And I think I already started that answer just a little bit. So stay with me, Charlotte. We have open lines now. I have not given the number for a good while. The phone number is 800-288-WBAP. Let's put that in numbers. I said it was a number. It's 800-288-9222. 9227. And right now, I'm going to tell you about North Haven Gardens. Is your garden in need of renewal after the harsh winter? Well, North Haven Gardens' knowledgeable garden advisors can provide tips, and they can do it today. They're undercover down there. They have all kinds of help for you. It'll be a great day to shop at North Haven Gardens. Techniques, you bet they have them. Tips, project list with items to revive your landscape and help investments thrive. North Haven Gardens is a signature garden center of America. It is a garden center that other garden centers go to get ideas. I've never said that before, but I think that's actually a very, very truthful statement. North Haven Gardens has plants that can stand up to our challenging climate, like Abelia Twist of Lime, an outstanding low-maintenance evergreen Abelia with bright variegated foliage. It's showy all season long. Light pink flowers bloom over a long period, summer and fall. They have Barberries, a burst of vibrant color with orange rocket, gold pillar, and crimson pygmy. Nandina Blush Pink is the perfect shrub for difficult locations. Its lovely foliage color through the year, it also tolerates harsh sun or shade. And today, from 1 to 1:30 at North Haven Gardens, there will be pop-up class on shrub renewal. If you have shrubs that had some challenges over the winter, they can help you get them back in order. It's a helpful and free class to cover how to help your shrubs recover from winter damage. Go to nhg.com for a listing of their new classes and demonstrations. nhg.com, it's North Haven Gardens, 7700 North Haven Road, between Hillcrest and Central, open 7 days a week. That's 214-363-5316. Since 1951, it's been North Haven Gardens.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control, from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey! For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.
Have you been in Half Price Books lately? How do you approach shopping at Half Price Books? When I go in there, I go in when I have a little extra time, and I just want to be amazed, because I never leave Half Price Books without being amazed. You go in not knowing what treasures are hidden there for you, not knowing what books and music and videos others have brought in to exchange in the last week or two or three. You don't know what others have brought in, and so those treasures, they're calling your name, but they call quietly. Come see me. I'm over here. That is what it's all about. Wouldn't it be nice if Easter eggs would call your name? I'm over here. Come find me. It's the same kind of adventure. Baskets full of things kids will love, and Easter surprises for the whole family, including all types of books, music, movies, and more, and most at half price or less. I love these stores, and there are, 18 or 19 of them in the Metroplex. They founded here 40-some years ago, and we have been blessed by having them here. So find your Easter treasure at Half Price Books. Visit your neighborhood Half Price Books today. My goodness gracious, you can treat yourself. Go to a second one, hpb.com.
Rubel's Plants is where Dallas goes for plants, and they're celebrating their 30th year in business. This family-owned business has grown from a very small space at the Dallas Farmers Market to 4 locations and 2 plant farms. This week, Rubel's has beautiful blooming hydrangeas and Easter lilies for your Easter holiday. They also have petunia baskets and barefoot banana trees. For more information, call 214-744-9100 or visit their brand new redesigned website, rubels.com. All locations are open every day of the year from 8 to 6.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Bonide's Weed Beater Ultra. Bonide's Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleafed weed control. It controls more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots with one easy application. And Weed Beater Ultra won't harm grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. You can say goodbye to clover, dandelions, dichondra, wild onions in your lawn. Boy, that sounds like a shopping list of common weeds. Chances are you have all of them, and you need Bonide Weed Beater Ultra. It can be applied from spring to late fall. Reseeding can be done as soon as 2 weeks after application. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is available in quart and gallon-sized ready-to-use applicators, pint or quart concentrates, and in ready-to-spray with hose-end sprayers. Weed Beater Ultra is available at stores like Smith's Garden Town Farms in Wichita Falls, Ross Gardens in Childress, and D&L Farm and Home in Sanger. Or you can visit bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E, bonide.com, to locate a retailer near you. This is Bonide Weed Beater Ultra. All right, phone number to my magazine office. If you're trying to order my book or my magazine, you can call right now. This is the brand new book, which can ship pretty quickly. The truck arrives this week, and the shipments go out this week for all who have pre-ordered. And that phone number is 1-800-752-GROW. Office will be open until 11. If you're trying to order for Mother's Day, it would be better to do it on the phone. If you want to order just to get a copy of the book, then I would recommend very highly that you just go to neilsperry.com. Let's go back to our phone lines now. We go to Sharla in Weatherford. Sharla, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I had my question answered already about covering my fruit trees, but that's okay. I have a couple more.
Well, all right. Go for it.
All right. Green beans for climbing. I haven't planted them yet, and I'm wanting to train it to climb. Do you recommend one?
Well, yeah, you can certainly use them if you wish, but I would not at this point, and I'll tell you why. Especially on this year has been so bizarre in terms of late cold that we're way behind the eight ball, and pole beans take about a month longer than bush beans. And I'm afraid you're going to get into spider mite season and hot weather damage, and I really would recommend. I don't mess with pole beans. They're too much trouble. I just go directly to bush beans. You get all you can handle, and you get them in 45, 55 days. They're just so dependable.
And which one would be best for our area?
There are many, and the names haven't changed a lot over the years. Contender and Top Crop are two very good ones, And I like wax beans very much, and so I'll always grow some yellow wax beans. I don't think you'll go wrong with beans.
Okay. Yeah. Now, tomato mulch, is there a better tomato mulch? I mean, I see red and brown, to mulch tomatoes with.
Well, those are colors, and those are dyes in wood products. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. I don't think that's necessary. I don't want to add anything that I don't know about, and I don't know what they do that with, but I don't know why you need to have a colored mulch. This is not supposed to be some kind of sand painting. My own personal preference, and that's all it is finely ground pine bark mulch.
Okay.
But other people like compost, other people like cypress mulch, other things. But that's my choice.
Okay. Right. Well, thank you very much.
You are welcome very much. Have you been to Shandor Gardens yet this year?
I have not.
You need to. My buddy Stephen Chambly is the top horticulturist there, and I think it is the unsung hero garden, public garden in North Texas. It is the most charming place.
Yeah, it was a wonderful place before we moved here in the 60s, and it was closed, and then it's reopened. So
yeah, city owns it now, and Stephen is doing wonderful things there, and he is the spirit of Douglas Shandor. He has the same free spirit of enterprise. Very good friend. Well, all right, well, have a great day. Thanks so much for the call. You betcha. All right, I see Gayla in Weatherford also. I won't ask her about Shandor Gardens unless she wants me to, but Gayla, just so I don't have to rush you, I'm going to let you lay your phone down and come back right after the newscast. We have about half a minute before we have to join the news, so stay with me if you will. Gayla in Weatherford. Liriope and Mondo grass growing next to each other in the same bed. I have a trick that will let that happen for you without any problem at all. Otherwise, there will be problems. Folks, once again, the number to my magazine office if you're trying to order Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Again, remember, it will not be sold in stores, only through the office. Number until 11 today, 1-800-752-GROW or neilsperry.com. We'll be right back.